Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. It's 12 after. Oh, these colds. What are we going to do about it, folks? Everybody I talked to has got the sniffles or something, and I certainly am not immune to that myself. I'm more subject to it, I think, sometimes than most people. Anyway, it's good to continue to be with you. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he is the Chief Home Officer, the author of many books on teleworking and telecommuting. In fact, that's the title of one of his books. And home-based business, including Safe at Home, which I think is a book you got to have if you're going to be a home-based business owner. And one of our top micropreneur experts, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. I appreciate you having me yet again.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jeff. One of the things that I think, if I could talk to, as I do about one, if they said, okay, Jim, you only have one thing you can say, and this is the one thing, you know, we're going to unplug you after this, and this is the one thing that we need you to tell small business owners to help them get through the challenges of the economy over the next few months. What would that be? It might surprise some people, but I would say, make sure that your customers never say, I had a bad customer experience there.
Absolutely.
Make sure that they say, wow, those people take care of me. I can't wait to go back. Jeff, if you could accomplish that, all the other stuff, the sales, the profits, all the other stuff falls into place.
Absolutely. We spend so little time, I don't want to say little time, we spend so little mental energy thinking about customer service. We try and do our jobs, we try and do them well, but I think quite often we get so caught up in the minutia and the detail and of everyday work that we forget about the actual, you know, who's this for and how can I ensure I'm delivering a great customer experience. And I think we really have to keep that sort of front and center in what we do. And so, you know, look at businesses around you that strive for good customer service, big corporations and how they do it, and even the corner deli or whatever, if they strive for it. And I tell you what, if they deliver great customer service, you often don't even realize it because it's just an unblemished experience where those who do a bad job stand out like a sore thumb.
With a lot of the big companies, you want to watch how not to do customer service.
Right.
With
absolutely.
Many of them. But some of them do it really well, and when they do, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the thing is, I've been trying to put my finger, Jeff, on the amazingness of going into a small business and not being treated well. I can't even comprehend what's in the minds of a small business owner or their people when they don't give good customer service. I just can't even comprehend that, because that is numero uno differentiator for every
Absolutely.
Small business. And as Jeff, I've been trying to put my finger on why would anybody do that? And I think it may be denial.
Right.
And here's what I'm getting at. If you walked up to 100 small business owners and 20 of them have just given bad customer experience, a customer bad experience, if you ask 100 of those business owners, do you give good customer service, every one of them would say, absolutely, right now. I mean, instantaneously, they
right.
would say that.
Right.
Because they can't even comprehend that they wouldn't, right?
Right, absolutely.
But they won't check. They won't verify. They don't measure. They don't ask their customers, how did we do today?
Well, it's almost that last point. They don't ask. You know, it's as a small business, you might not think to check or to verify or run any sort of, quote, analytics to figure it out, but just to ask the question, you know, how did I do today? You know, did was this a good experience? Or following up with an email or a phone call or a postcard or a letter after the fact to say, look, you know, keep in mind, you know, I want to hear from you. If I did something right, I want to know. If I did something wrong, I really want to know. And so few of us reach out. Where I do that, you know, toward the end of the year, I always aside from sending holiday cards and stuff like that, I'll reach out to my customers because often when you're, again, in the thick of business, you don't reach out and just say, hey, how you doing today? You know, how are we getting along? Are you happy with my work? Blah, blah, blah. You don't ask
right.
that sort of in the middle of July. You often wait till either there's a situation or, you know, it's year end. Let's be thinking about
that. The obligatory time.
Exactly, and I think we need to get beyond the obligatory. I think customer service, Riley says hello, I think customer service should be obligatory at all times of year, and we should be keeping that information, excuse me one second, and we should be keeping that sort of front and center to what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to do out there.
That's the ambiance of a home-based business, ladies
and gentlemen. I tell you what.
We got the basset hound in the background. But, Jeff, here's the scary part. I'm going to scare the bejeebers out of some folks here. If you hadn't thought about this, folks, if you have 100 customers that come in today and 94 of them have a happy experience, a good experience, one of them might actually pay you a compliment.
Right.
Maybe one will pay you a compliment by writing a note or calling you or emailing you or just saying, you guys really do a good job here. Maybe one out of 94.
Right.
Now, those six people that you thoroughly ticked off, 100% of them will tell the world.
Right. Exactly. Trust that word will get around.
That is a natural law, isn't it, Jeff?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the reason why you can't, when you test, if you're checking with folks, you can't just do a sample. You can't ask one person a month. Because what are the chances you're going to get one of those 94 all the time, you know? But
right.
you've got to ask enough that you catch those six that aren't happy.
Right.
And of course, some of them will tell you they're unhappy. And can you do that, Jeff? Can you take, if somebody's, you know, and you know that's what we do, Jeff. If somebody says, you know, wow, I really had a great experience, then you automatically think, well, that's how everybody feels.
Right.
And then if somebody says, you know what, you guys were terrible today. Then we say, well, this guy's wacky.
Right. It's him. It's
you
not
know,
me.
He's, he can't be pleased.
Right.
So we got to do it the reverse, Jeff, I think.
I think we need to ask all and especially respond to those, you know, those who say you did a great job. Okay, well, thanks. But what about those who may not think that, you know? And we have to be intuitive. You know what? In my job, you know what? This took a second edit to get it right on an article. I wonder if there's anything going on there. I especially go through that. I don't go through that, but I'm especially sensitive when it's like copywriting and make sure
exactly.
that people are getting what they want.
Right. And you can tell when things aren't, when they're not happy. Don't wait for them to get exasperated with you, folks. Ask them about it. Stand by, quick break. More customer care right after these messages with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can get the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email, Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And also, you can check out our blog while you're there. Lots and lots of stuff there to help you out. All free, no barrier to entry. You don't have to tell us who you are when you get there. And, of course, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. Hope you'll check that out, too. That's where you get small business answers now. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest and our good friend, and he is all over all of our websites. And, Jeff, give us your website, too, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And we can find your books there, right?
My books, all sorts of content. We have it rich with stuff.
So lots of good stuff there. Jeff, we were talking about customer care. Our mutual friend Joanna Brandy says, don't call it customer service, call it customer care.
Customer care, absolutely.
But you know, Jeff, it's the thing that just blows me away, and this is one of the most distressing things for me about small business, is you know, I'll hear a small business owner complaining about not having enough business. He'll complain, or she will complain about, you know, Walmart's hurting him, or the big boxes are taking their business away, or global competition, or whatever. and then, and I'm not going to say I've ever heard that complaint and then gone straight to their business, but I've left that person and gone to a small business very soon after that, and you get treated like you were invisible,
right?
Or you're visible and they're not happy that you're there.
Right.
And I'm thinking, okay, the guy who I just had the conversation with isn't this company, but I wonder if this owner is saying, you know, Walmart's killing me, the big boxes are killing me, China's killing me, and yet I walk in with, you know, with wanting to spend some money, and I do spend money, and then I leave, and they don't even say thank you.
Right, right.
And I'm thinking, you know what, small business owners, heal thyself.
Right. First, that's look and heal thyself. Look at yourself. Realize what you are doing. I do a lot of writing for a number of small businesses and a lot of coaches out there and sort of trainers in the sense of, you know, entrepreneurial trainers, executive coaches, and the like. And one common theme that seems to permeate what they do is how so many of the issues we face start from within. We may blame others. We may be quick to blame others. Which exactly what you're talking about. I wrote one for somebody today called Fear, and fear, how we fear everything else. In this instance, we would fear Walmart. We would fear the competition. But
right.
You know what? It's all how you react to fear. It's not Walmart. You know, you can kick Walmart's butt if you had a superior. Will you have superior price? Maybe, maybe not.
Probably
not. People will certainly come back to you if you deliver superior service, a superior product, or superior experience.
Well, let me dissect that just a little bit farther, Jeff. Some people won't.
Right.
But guess what? You don't want their business anyway.
Right.
You want the business of the people who want what you give them.
Right.
And it should not be priced. In fact, Jeffrey, I'm going to say, if you're a small business owner and you're on or below, if you're even on the price of Walmart, even if you're just a penny above Walmart, you're not charging enough.
Right.
And you're not going to last. You won't make it. And so if you got to find those people who are willing to pay for a premium, maybe as much as 10 or 20%. And research has shown, folks, people will do that.
Right.
For the convenience, for the expertise, for the fact that you remembered their name, for the fact that that they feel like they have a connection with you, people will pay more for that, Jeff. And you got to find those people and then love them up.
Right. Absolutely. People who are willing to they don't even think about spending a little more. They just want the experience. They want the positive experience out of that kind of relationship. Again, it's not service. It's care. It's building a relationship. It's an experience that they don't get elsewhere. I mean, I can go someplace and have a benign or sort of this retail experience. I just sort of walk through the aisle, sort of blind or invisible to them as long as I check out and get what I need. But you want more, especially if you're looking for something in say technology or for something that you could use some advice. You're certainly not going to get that in most retailers. You know, good advice, heartfelt advice, knowledge, and that's what we need to be looking for in our experiences.
But you know what? First, you could hire a person, Jeff, if you got a technical company, you could hire somebody who doesn't know one thing about your technology, one thing about your technical product. And if they just treat customers like you're so glad they're there, you can't stand it. And we really appreciate the fact that you're here. I'm not the person you need to talk to, but you stay right here. I'm going to find, or come with me, I'm going to find the person you want. You could be dumb as a box of rocks, and if you have that attitude, that's good customer service.
Absolutely.
And people will understand if you're the newbie. They understand if you don't have all the answers. Just act like you care that you want and you want to help them fix it. And,
right.
And Jim, Jeff, that's what's lost these days.
And what's funny is if you admit, or if you come across, or if you come across as knowledgeable but sort of inexperienced in some ways, there have been times.
Yep.
I mean, I speak to organizations that bad customer service. I said, let me teach you something about customer service. So they're willing to help.
Exactly. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here today. Good job today.
Always great to be
with
you.
Give us a website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. Next time.
Always
see you
great.
Later.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessing Game. Don't go away.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.